Adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, following Jungle Jim Bradley's escape from the old lamissary, Bob McGuire was questioned by the Maharaja of Ybor. During the questioning, the two quarreled, and Bob was struck down. Later, he was carried unconscious into the cell where his wife Connie was held captive. While these events were taking place within the lamissary, Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and O.P. Watts were on the trail of the Silent One, who had come into the possession of Bob McGuire's map and was now on the way to the treasure. You will remember that our friends followed the Silent One far to the north of the lamissary and by luck discovered him hiding in a cave near the top of a great bluff. Our story ended as Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil made him their prisoner. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Back at the old lamissary, the Maharaja of Ybor paces the floor anxiously as he awaits the return of the native whom he had sent to follow his former partner, the Silent One.
Hey, why doesn't the fool come back? He'll pay for this.
Highness.
What do you want? Speak, slave. Has any news come from the messenger?
He is here, Highness.
Good. Send the fool in.
Yes, Highness. Blackmore, enter.
Close the door and leave us alone.
Yes, Highness.
Now, what have you to report? Did you follow the Silent One as I commanded?
Yes, Highness. He went north.
Go on, go on.
I followed him as far as the Great Bluff and entered the cave. I watched. He not come out, so I returned.
So the Silent One went north. Tell me, what else did you see?
He has map, Highness.
A map, you say? Go on, what else?
He was below me, Highness, in one of the old monk's rooms, until the White Ones looked through the window.
What's that? What White Ones? Explain yourself.
Two white faces looked through window while the Silent One studied map, Highness. Silent One saw them and ran.
So I was right. Jungle Jim Bradley was here. I'll settle my score with him later. Go on.
Silent One saw White Ones and ran to Horse Harness. I followed. He circled Lamissary, then went north.
He's traveling by the map. That means he's going for the jewels. Come with me, slave.
Yes, Harness.
Now, you say that he went north to the Great Bluff and into a cave.
It was there that I turned back, Harness.
Then he won't be hard to find. Go at once. Order the men to prepare to leave. Then wait for me near the gate.
It shall be as you command.
The Silent One has gone north. He thinks he has escaped. We shall see. McGuire!
What do you want here? Haven't you done enough?
I have come to talk to your husband, Mrs. McGuire. Perhaps now he is ready to speak. What? He's still unconscious?
He's badly injured. Oh, please let us out. I've got to take care of him. Please, you can't be so inhuman. So
McGuire is unable to talk.
He's raving. Please let me out so I can take care of him.
Listen, what is he talking about?
Map said go north.
Yes, yes.
If only I could remember.
Yes?
We could beat the Silent One.
McGuire, listen to me. Where is the treasure buried? Is it north of the lamissary?
North.
Please, Maharaja. Can't you see that he's badly injured? I lock the cell so that I can get him some water.
If I promise to release you, will you tell me what I want to know?
Oh, I'll do anything.
Good. Mrs. McGuire, you and your husband must have studied the map which shows the hiding place of the jewels of the Genghis Khan. Is that true?
Why, Bob studied it.
You too saw it, didn't you?
Yes.
Then, if you will take this paper and pencil, make a drawing of the map as you remember it, I will unlock your cell door.
No, I can't remember enough about it. I only saw the map once or twice.
You refuse.
I can't remember. Now, please, you must believe me. Bob told me that the treasure was buried north of the lamissary, and that's all I know.
Then I am sorry, Mrs. McGuire.
You're not going to release us?
Perhaps when I return.
Please, Maharaja, please come
Perhaps
back.
Perhaps then I shall also show you the jewels of the Genghis Khan.
Has he gone, Connie?
Wait, Bob. All right, he's out of sight now.
Good work, darling. That was a swell act you put on. Mm. He really thought that I was still unconscious.
But, Bobby, he didn't unlock the cell door. We're still prisoners.
Yes, the trick didn't work entirely. But at least it was partially successful.
What do you mean, dear?
Don't you realize why he came here, Connie?
No.
He's leaving the Lamasery to search for the Silent One. He wanted as much information from us as he could get before he left.
I sent him north, Bob. You kept mumbling north, and I thought
it's
that...
It's perfect, darling. Now, even if he were successful in catching the Silent One and getting the map, he'd waste time. That'll give us a chance to escape, find Jungle Jim Bradley, and beat the Maharaja to the treasure.
Oh, Bob, there's only one chance in a million.
No, Connie. Our chances are better than that. The treasure is not to the north. I know. I'm sure that I've solved the secret of the treasure map.
Bob!
That map will fool anyone, because it's tricked. I'm willing to bet that the Silent One went north. And now you've sent the Maharaja to follow him.
But what are we going to do, Bob?
We're going to escape, darling. As soon as the Maharaja and his men have gone, we'll try our little stunt again.
What do you mean?
The Maharaja will probably leave two or three men here to guard the place.
Yes?
We'll attract the attention of one of them. Then I'll lie on the floor over here by the door and pretend to be out cold.
Oh, it won't work, Bob. The natives are heartless. The guard wouldn't open the cell.
We'll find a way. I'll be on the floor by the door. All you'll have to do is get the guard to come into the cell.
Yes?
When he gets in here, I'll grab his feet and throw him off balance. Then hold him while you take his weapons and keys.
But, Bob, if we fail...
We can't fail, Connie. We've got to get out of here and find Jungle Jim Bradley.
Meanwhile, in the hills north of the Lamasery, Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, O.P. Watts, and Kolo have established themselves on the high bluff. The Silent One has been captured, and Jungle Jim is now in possession of the treasure map.
Lil!
Over here, Jim. Is everything all right?
All under control, Lil. O.P. and Kolo are on lookout duty. O.P. is watching the north and Kolo the south.
How about our boyfriend, the Silent One?
I'm thinking he'll be silent for quite a spell, Lil. He's tied hand and foot. He won't get away.
Well, that means we've got a breathing spell, Jim. Let's have a look at that map you took from the Silent One.
And that's exactly what I was going to do, Lil. Wait, I've got it here in my money belt.
You know, we ought to make a copy of that, Jim. Then if it was stolen again...
We will, right now. Here it is. Now, let's see if we can figure it out first.
That map looks old.
It is old. This is evidently the original map. Drawn on parchment.
Okay, let me look at that. What in the world are those figures? What do they mean?
Search me, Lil. Whatever's on there is printed in Arabic. Oh, here, you've got it upside down.
Oh.
Don't you see? That's the top of the map there.
Then it must be north.
Exactly. And look, here's the old Lamasery.
Uh-huh.
Why, whoever made this map almost drew a picture of it.
And look above it. See that small circle with the cross inside? That must be the spot where the jewels of the Genghis Khan are buried.
You're right, Lil. Wait. Well, look here. Here's the old trail.
Yeah, but look at the landmark. It must be further north than this, Jim. That cross and circle are near a pass, and it's the second pass.
Say, we haven't gone through two passes.
Of course we haven't. This bluff and the hill across from us make one. Well, the other must be further north.
I hope you're right. If you are, anyone going for the treasure will have to go by here. Wait a minute. Some of this is awfully faint.
Hold it so I can see, will you?
Lil, I've just discovered something. Whoever drew this map was standing on a great bluff. See these marks here at the bottom?
Uh-huh.
They're exactly the same as those used to indicate hills.
Well, you're not the only one who has seen something. Bring that map over here in the sun.
What do you see?
Wait a minute. Jim, look here. This drawing of the old Lamasery is pretty faded. Yeah. But unless I'm wrong, these marks here are supposed to indicate the gate in the walls.
Why, of course.
Well, Jim, don't you get it? That gate is at the top of the map. That should be north.
What are you getting at, Lil?
The Lamasery gate is really in the southern wall, Jim. It's south, and yet it shows here at the top of the map.
Lil, you've hit it. This map is drawn upside down.
Sure.
Wait, I'll turn it around. Now look, Lil.
Uh-huh.
Why, it makes sense. Well, see, there's Khyber Pass way at the top. The next pass is the smaller one we went through on the way to the old Lamasery. And there's the Lamasery right in the center.
We've got it, Jim. Look, under the Lamasery is the trail we took to come here.
Lil, this map was drawn from the very spot we're standing on. Here, look, wait at the bottom. See, here's our bluff.
Yeah.
The one we're standing on.
You're right.
Great Genghis Khan and his invaders entered India from the north. They stood on this bluff and made this map. Later, when they buried the treasure, they marked this same map. Gee, Lil, that was over 720 years ago.
Oh, forget your history. The only thing I'm interested in is the location of that treasure. Why, it's buried almost in British territory.
Oh, that's right. It's within just a few miles of Khyber Pass. Lil, everybody who ever possessed this map made the same mistake we did. They assumed it was drawn like modern maps, that the top indicated the north.
No wonder the jewels have never been found. searchers have probably torn up half the hills around here looking. Oh, boy, what a discovery we've made.
Well, I'll say we have. And what's more, I'm going to make this map foolproof.
What are you doing?
Burning a hole through the marks that indicate the old emissary's gate with my cigarette. There. Now, if we ever lose this, we still have the secret. Only you and I know what that burned hole means. The gates of the Lamissary. Now, Lil, there's only one thing left for us to do.
Free Bob and Connie McGuire.
Exactly. Then we'll get the treasure and get out of here. Don't say a word to anyone about what we've discovered. We'll tell Bob McGuire and no one else.
Right, Jim. The map belongs to him, and so does the treasure, if it's still there. Oh, look, here comes Kolo on the run.
He must have seen something. This way, Kolo.
One, Jim. Men come on horses.
What's that?
Many men on horses come up trail from Lamissary, Tuan. They just come in sight.
Must be the Maharaja, Jim.
Come on, Little. Let's take a look at them.
Well, hadn't we better warn O.P.?
Well, we can take care of that later. Keep down. They're probably too far away to see us, but we don't want to take any chances.
I don't see anybody.
Must use glasses, Missy.
Well, here, Jim. You better take them. You'd recognize the Maharaja. I've never seen him.
All right.
Can you make them out?
Yeah, there's a bunch of men on horses, all right. Yep. There's no doubt about it, Lil. Up ahead is the Maharaja of Ybor himself.
Let me look.
Here, take the glass. This means just one thing, Lil.
What?
The man who was trailing the Silent One must have slipped by O.P. Watts and got back to the Lamissary.
Oh, Jim, that's terrible.
Terrible nothing. Why, it works right in with our plans.
What makes you say that?
Oh, don't you see, Lil? The messenger could report only one thing. The Silent One went north. Naturally, the Maharaja's heading north. So I say let him go. We know the treasure is south.
What are you going to do?
Well, first, I'm going to warn Watts. Then I'm going into the cave. This is the chance I've been waiting for, Lil. We're going to free Bob and Connie McGuire.
How?
I'm going to ride out and meet the Maharaja.
Jim, have you gone crazy?
No, not quite, Lil. When he sees me, he'll probably send me back to the Lamissary under guard of one or two men. And if he does, I'll have things right where I want them, Lil.
You can't take a chance like that. The Maharaja will shoot you on sight.
No, I don't think so, Lil. You see, I'm not going to meet him as Jungle Jim Bradley.
What are you talking about?
Lil, I'm going to take the Silent One's clothes and mask and disguise myself as him. The Maharaja won't shoot them. He'll want to question me first. I'm going to meet him on his own grounds, disguised as the Silent One.
Will Jim be successful in his daring plan to disguise himself as the Silent One and ride out to meet the Maharaja of Ybor? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week. Same time, same station for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.